Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business, and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Oh girl, you are better than that. Welcome, Mommy Millionaires, to today's Mommy Millionaire Minute. Ooh, I am fired up and excited about this one. If you are ready to go to that next level of you, because remember, if you're not growing, you're dying, okay? You're here because you want to grow. I'm so proud of you for pressing play today. You are amazing. You are treasured. You are loved and you are highly favored. Yes. All right. You didn't know you were getting church today, but you're getting some type of church today. My question to you, how do you show up in this world? How do you show up in this world? Now, wait a second, because I got to remind you, today's episode was brought to you by my good friends over at Happy Jewelers. You guys can find them over on Instagram at Happy Jewelers. You guys can find them on Etsy. Now, this is an amazing, amazing, beautiful jeweler. And you guys, I just got the most beautiful wedding ring and wedding bands from them just right now over Christmas time. And they are so beautiful. You guys can head over to my Instagram at kayla.craft, kayla.craft to check out my rings. You guys can see in the highlight section and there's a video up there as well. But the reason why I wanted Happy Jewelers to sponsor this episode, you guys, was because of the fact we're talking about you're better than that. How do you show up in this world, okay? And what I realized for the last couple of years, I lost my rings a couple of years ago. I took them off to put lotion on my hands and they were gone, okay? Some people would say that I did that on purpose, you know, that that was like a self-fulfilling prophecy because my marriage was rocky at that moment. And I haven't had a ring since. And, you know, it's weird walking around as a married woman with no ring. And people would always say, you know, what the heck? Are you married? Like, they didn't know. And people were even calling my friends and asking them because they're like, Kayla doesn't wear a ring on social media. She's still married. And like, there was all this gossip going down. I'm like, okay, I need to get a ring. Okay. How do you show up in this world? I better show up like the married woman that I am, right? So I walked into Happy Jewelers and the experience was incredible. They handmade my design because I was like, I want something that nobody else has. I want it to be bling bling because that's who I am. I'm loud and I'm not even loud, but I'm like loud when I walk in the room. Even though I don't talk a lot, I'm like, I'm a presence, right? And so I wanted the ring to do the same thing for me. Like it needed to be an extension of who I was. And also that my marriage means a lot to me. Like I'm willing to spend money because my marriage means a lot. This is an upgrade. We've been married this year. We'll be 12 years, 12 years that we've been married. Like we're getting ourselves a big ring, right? So Happy Jewelers hooked it up, custom made it, had it done in just a couple of weeks. They can make you anything that you want. So I want you guys to head over there, use code MOMMY to get your jewelry. And I promise you, they're going to give you guys the best deal. All those other jewelry stores are like they freaking gouge you, okay? I cannot even believe that I got my ring for what I got it for. This place is incredible, best quality. All right, so Happy Jewelers, you're better than that. So I remember my first time on live television. I really had no business being there, but I made it my business to get that segment. I showed up dressed to impress. Makeup and hair professionally done, feeling like a hot tamale. I had practiced in the mirror like 100 times and I had visualized for weeks about this 3-minute segment I was about to have. I made this opportunity I had been given very important. When you make something important to you and you stay optimistic about it, God gives you the creative energy and wisdom on how to show up in excellence. I showed up feeling important for the task at hand and feeling so ready to knock it out of the park. After I finished my segment, I talked with a show producer and negotiated a deal to have two segments weekly. They couldn't believe I had never done live television before. They said I was a natural and I just had to chuckle. This was so not natural to me. But here's what I want you to take away from this little story. You're better than how you've been showing up in this world. Because I applied pressure to me and gave myself this opportunity, my whole life changed from this very moment. I started to dream bigger. I said, you know what? I'm going to have my own TV show one day. Everything is working out in my favor. I show up like I am an important person in this world and people respond to me that way, you guys. It wasn't always this way. You teach people how to treat you. When you make everything you do important, suddenly you're in high demand. You are responsible for how the world treats you. If you don't like what you've been given, it's probably because you need to stop accepting it. Cultivate the habit of showing up better than you were yesterday. I want you guys to write this down right now. Anyone who tells you that you can't is really telling you that they can't. Next point, don't listen to others when it comes to your vision. Point three, sell yourself on your story every single day and no one else's. Point four, just because someone else tried to do exactly what you're doing and failed doesn't mean that you will fail. You are the special sauce. You bring grit to the table. Last point, you will do whatever it takes to make your dream a reality. You will. Remember that. Despite what anybody else is saying in this world, remember, you're better than that. If you don't stoop low, people will rise to the occasion. We are in this life together. And the more selfless you are, but at the same time, the more you realize how special you are, the higher you fly. The higher you fly. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some time today and think about how have I been showing up in this world? Have I been playing it safe? Have I really not been giving it my all? Is there something that's right in front of me that I just haven't been able to see because I've been focused on the wrong thing? Right? What is it? And I want you just to think about it, pray about it, meditate on this. What's in front of me that I cannot see that is for me? That is for me. Okay? Because I promise you, every single one of you that you're listening to right now, even me, I'm speaking to myself. You're better than that. However you're showing up right now, there's a better version of you. Now it's your time to uncover it. That's all we get to do is we are all masterpieces in the making. Okay? But I know you're here because you're special. You're different than the other 99% of the world that is stuck living the same day over and over again. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. They just can't get out of it. You're here because you're ready to grow. And the more you ask better questions of yourself, the better results you will get in your life. It's just plain and simple. So let me repeat myself. You are better than that. You are not better than other people. You are better than the you that is showing up today in your business, in your marriage, in your friendships. So with that fact in mind, how can you show up better today in a friendship? How can you show love in your marriage today? How can you become a better business owner right now? Is there an action that you can take right now? Maybe it's sending out an email to a former customer and just say, hey, checking in, how's everything going? Maybe it's adding an extra bonus to your last offer and surprising and wowing everybody out there. What is it that you can do? So, and maybe go buy a stranger a coffee, you know, like have some fun with this, you guys. But remember, you're not alone in doing this. We're in this life together. We're all hanging out in the Millionaire S Society, actually, and we're pushing each other every single day to be the next level version of ourselves. And it's easy when you're in collaboration of others that will not let you play small. So if you're looking for a tribe, head over to the Millionaire Society, mommymillionaire.co, check it out. And also remember to check out Happy Jewelers. You guys are going to be obsessed with their designs. I'm so excited to be able to feature them in Mommy Millionaire now. Remember to use code MOMMY. If you guys loved this little pump up Mommy Millionaire minute, you know what I want you to do? I want you to share it out there to 10 friends that might need a little kick in the booty today. I love all of you guys. Sometimes we all need a little love from Kayla Craft. You know what I'm saying? And I will re-listen to my podcast actually because it pumps me up. I'm like, yeah, you better show up, girl. You better show up to go up. Yes. And share it out there on your social media if it spoke to you too, right? That's how you can also share the love, is by actually legit sharing the love. All right, I'm rambling now, so I'm gonna let you guys go. Make sure to leave a review if you have not yet. That's one way you can share the love to me, by showing up and giving all this free content to you guys. I would absolutely appreciate it if you guys could leave an amazing review of the podcast. And I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.